A Central Ohio native is largely trapped in his own apartment in China as fears continue over the spread of the coronavirus. Samuel Kappas grew up in Galloway and now lives and teaches in China. He joins us now via Skype. Thanks for your time, sir.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, Steve.
So you're in Nancheng. That's the capital of the Jiangxi province, which is right next to Wuhan. What kind of security efforts are you living under right now?
To get inside of my community, you have to be temperature checked. You have to tell the guards where you were. You are only allowed out of your apartment or out of the complex for an hour or two a day. I'm sorry, every other day. Because I'm a foreigner, I'm the only foreigner that lives in this community. I have special temperature checks. They come to my door and I have to be temperature checked, and then also just have to let them know exactly how I'm feeling.
So pretty tight security measures, it sounds like. You actually had a nearly next-door neighbor diagnosed with the coronavirus, right?
It wasn't a next-door neighbor, but it was the community right next to mine. And it's, you know, it is very near. So if I were to walk out of my community, maybe 40 steps, and you would be in that community.
By community?
And somebody was diagnosed there.
By community, you basically mean apartment building, or what do you mean?
Yeah, apartment complex.
To make matters even worse, you have asthma, and so the coronavirus attacks the lungs. This has to be pretty scary.
It wasn't at first, but now that it's getting worse. More and more cases are appearing every single day. It's starting to make me a little more nervous day by day.
And you're there on a 1-year teaching contract. Do you plan to stick it out, or might you leave if things persist or get even worse?
Well, I actually was. I actually received an email from the Department of State, and they told me if I'm able to find a commercial flight, they recommend I leave as soon as I can. So I spent all day yesterday looking for a flight, and I believe I found one, but I can't put the cart before the horse yet, because 5 days is it's a long time, and a lot of things could change from now until then.
Your health is of the utmost importance, obviously, but this is throwing a big kink in your life. You went to China to teach, and now you appear to be going home.
That's exactly what it was, and I would never have guessed that this trip would have ended this way, and it's very sad, because I won't get to say goodbye to any of my students, any of the Chinese teachers, any of my foreign colleagues, and anybody, even the friends that I've made in the communities and just all over the city. So I won't get to say goodbye to any of them, because they're all stuck in their apartments and also in different provinces as well.
How do you think the Chinese government and health officials there are handling this?
I believe they're doing their best. Obviously, this is something that is very, very tough to contain. And, when people are traveling all over the place, you never know how many people that they've actually come into contact with. And then, you start touching things like on the subway and, airplanes, train stations, and it can just spread like a wildfire. And it is difficult for them to contain it, but they're working around the clock. I actually I've met a friend who is a doctor, and she's working almost 16, 17 hours a day right now.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Kappas is a Galloway native now living in China's Jiangxi province. He's been living under tight security amid increasing concerns over the coronavirus and is now looking for a flight home. Thanks again for your time, sir, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate it.